This media is brought to you by Polyscope.
I'm Cassie Bishop.
And I'm Ray Turing.
Dive into the heart of AI innovation with us on AI Daily.
Bringing you breaking news in AI, unveiling the future as it unfolds.
Subscribe now and stay ahead with AIDaily.us.
Why listen to the past when you can listen to the future? Welcome to the Think Future podcast, broadcasting live from the heart of Silicon Valley, California. We focus on AI, startups, and the future, not necessarily those, and not necessarily in that order.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Think Future. My name is Chris Kalaboukas, and once again, we're coming at you live from deep, deep, deep in the heart of Silicon Valley, California. We're talking AI, startups, humanity, the future, not necessarily those and not necessarily in that order. If you're watching on YouTube, smack that subscribe button and hit that bell so you'll be notified when a new show comes online. And if you're listening on your favorite podcast service, please subscribe, podcast service, please subscribe. Drop a note on Apple Podcasts. I greatly, greatly appreciate it. Now, you've probably heard, if you're using AI at all, generative AI, to generate any text, you've probably seen the preponderance of the words delve and dive and tapestry and testament and these highfalutin sounding terms that sound like they're from some kind of English professor. And as it turns out, we now have a name for this. It's called AIES, AI-ESE, you know, like Japanese or, you know, whatever. That it's a language, it's a type of stilted English that AI is using. And at this point, at this time, ChatGPT-4, Claude, whatever, are using that, you get these kinds of AIES responses. But that's because we're at ChatGPT-4. But the next version is probably going to eliminate the AIs. That's one of the biggest problems with it, because you can absolutely tell when something is AI generated. Now, some people might say, well, that's a good thing because we want to know what's AI generated and what isn't. And some people might say that's a bad thing because I want AI to help me do the thing I'm going to do. And if I have to go in there and heavily edit this thing because it's used all as AIs, then it's not going to do me much good. Kind of reminds me when I first tried Dragon Dictate, or these dictation softwares, where I would speak into this thing and it would take me forever. It would take me so long to get it to write something that I would dictate into it that I may as well have just typed it in. So we need to get a step away from that. We need to get into a situation where the AI can do what you want. In fact, I'm struggling with ChatGPT as it is, because I'm asking it for AIDaily.us, or sister publication, where I do breaking news in AI every morning, curated by humans. Every morning, I ask for the same thing. I ask for an 80-word summary of a news story and a headline. So a headline, an 80-word summary, and the number word count at the end. Every day, or every weekday, I ask for the same thing. I paste in the news story, I ask for a summary. Every day, the same thing happens. First, it does one, 48 characters, perfect. 60 characters, perfect. 70 characters, perfect. Next one, 110 characters. No, 120 characters, and it just keeps expanding. And I'm like, no, I have to keep telling it precisely less than 80 words. And then it starts doing it again, but then it starts going off track again. I have to keep telling it what to do. We have to keep telling it what to do. But I think this is just an artifact of where we're at today. I'm sure the technology will get better and better and better to the point where we won't be able to tell the difference between an AI producing something and a human being producing something. And as a matter of fact, another thing that came out of AIDaily.us was that on many, many benchmarks, they did a study where they benchmarked human work versus AI work. And on many, many benchmarks, quite a few of the benchmarks. I think it was like 80% of the benchmarks. The AI actually outperformed the human. Now, some of you might be dooming out there and going, oh my God, that's the worst possible thing. I can't believe that AI is getting so good that it'll outperform a human. And then if you realize what AI is simply human work put back together again by a computer. So this is all human work that's already been done. It's just being repurposed and reintegrated and recombined into new things by a computer. So it's still human work. So of course it's going to be better, as good as or better than human work, because it's taking from human work. Like if you're not musically inclined and you hear a saxophone playing or a sample from a saxophone playing, would you be able to tell the difference between one or the other if you're not musically inclined, if you don't understand the nuances of those two sounds, a recording of a saxophone and an actual saxophone? You may not be able to tell the difference. So that's what's happening with AI. What AI is generating is as good as or better than what humans can create on many, many benchmarks. And like I said, a lot of doomers will say, oh my God, this is the worst possible thing. But then you have to ask yourself, if a machine, and this is what I've said before many times, if a machine can do your job, should you as a human be doing that job? That job is below you as a human. You have a massive human brain, which can do so many different things. If you are using it at the same level as an AI can do your job, then your job is not really for humans. Your job is for a machine. You should be recalibrated into a new role that actually leverages your brain, your big human brain, which has got far more capabilities than the AI. If your job can be handled by an AI, it should be handled by an AI. And you should get a job for humans. This is the great recalibration I've been talking about for the longest time. So I applaud the fact that AI is getting better and better and better, because most of the time, these jobs are not something human beings should be doing anyway. Let the AI do it. If it's a mundane job, if it's a boring job, if it's a repetitive job, if it's a non-creative job, if it's a cog in the wheel job, and it's better that an AI does it, let the AI do it. Get a job that stretches your big human brain. It's better for everyone. Better for everyone if the AI does the job for the AIs and the human does jobs for humans. We just need to figure out how to put the humans in the right jobs or create those jobs for those humans. No big deal, right? Anybody can do it just like that. That's it for me for today. See you next time, and until then, don't forget to think future.